A Marketing Second Shift Quick Bite with Jennifer Zick,
founder of Authentic Brand.
Companies make huge investments into marketing automation and inbound marketing strategies. Jennifer Zick provides some words
of
caution.
There's really no such thing as marketing automation. Nothing about it is automatic, and you would not believe how many times I get engaged with a client who says, you know, we've grown as far as we can grow through word of mouth and referral, and now we need to turn on that marketing engine, that thing, you know, that's going to generate a bunch of leads, so we're ready to throw some money at a tool. You know, what tool should we use, and what agency do we need to just crank content for us? And that's when I, you know, alarm bells go off and I start hitting the brakes, and I think about where I can help with the learning curve, because nothing is automagical about inbound or marketing automation. And I feel pretty strongly too that it's important not to outsource all of that. From everything we've already talked about in terms of your authentic message, how you go to market, how you differentiate, it's so important that if you're going to work with a partner, and there are many capable agencies in this space, that you take the time to bring them in on your go-to-market messaging strategy, and that you don't just throw the book at them and let them run with it, creating all the same kind of listicles and articles and ghost blogs that they're doing for every other client. Because guess what? They're starting with a list of assets that need to be developed to feed your content beast, and then they're deriving their strategy based on, you know, what keywords they can grab. And none of that is bad, but if it doesn't align to how the story you actually need to tell to the market, you're going to end up with a lot of hand raisers and a lot of leads that aren't right for your business. So that's one misconception. Another misconception is companies don't understand that the investment in marketing automation goes way beyond the tool itself. So I know usually the investigation starts at, you know, what do we need? Do we need HubSpot? Can we get by with MailChimp? Maybe we need a biggie like an Eloqua or a Marketo or whatever it might be. And they're looking at the technology budgets. But on top of that, you've got the implementation of that technology, the integration to your CRM, to your website, and then all the human services that you need to actually fuel that machine. Yes, it can do amazing things. It can create a lot of automatic follow-ups and threads. But first, you have to program the machine, right? You need to have a list to seed it with. You need to have content to feed through it, and content that takes many, many shapes based on emails, landing pages, blogs, advertisements, whatever that might be. That's a huge investment of resources. And then you need the logic behind the system. When the touches, how the touches, if then this, that, right? All that logic. I took logic in college and thankfully I enjoyed it because it's a big part of marketing today. So companies really underestimate both the investment aspect of it and also the investment of consistency to get it moving. So once you actually do have the messaging aligned and you're committed to the content development, whether you have a team in-house or an outsourced partner, then you have to be committed to the long process. Because you don't just hit the button and see leads come in overnight. There's a lot of brand building that has to happen. There's a lot of investment that needs to be created in the market to get the right hand raisers. And your inside and outside teams are going to be finessing the mix as they watch what happens. It's a learning process. It's very iterative. You don't just nail it the first time. You learn. You know, maybe the first few campaigns you put to market bring in a lot of hand raisers, but they're not the right ones. So there's a lot of fine tuning that has to happen within that engine before you get it humming along. And then even when you do, here's the piece I find that a lot of businesses miss. Those hand raisers, those people who are showing engagement with your content, aren't ready to buy most of the time. The vast majority of time, they're just starting to learn you exist. They're becoming aware of what you might be able to do for them or for someone else in their business or for some of their clients. They're just tuning in. They're not ready to buy. So these are not sales-ready leads. They are ready to be nurtured. And so a lot of organizations make the mistake of thinking, if I turn on demand generation, I will have more leads to feed to sales next quarter. That is not how it happens. In most B2B selling environments, the sales cycle is somewhere between 1 to 2 years, and that's from the point of expressed interest. So expect a long-term investment. Don't go into demand gen and inbound if you think you're going to try it on for a quarter. You will fail, and you will be extremely disappointed in the money that you spent just to get those first campaigns out the door.
You can learn more about Jennifer Zick and Authentic Brand at authenticbrand.com. In fact, I recommend that you subscribe to Jennifer Zick's blog at AuthenticBrand.com. She discusses sales and marketing challenges from a very thoughtful and warm perspective.
Marketing Second Shift. Brought to you by Chronicles Digital.